Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hey friends, and welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast, where today I am sharing how imposter syndrome is keeping you stuck in your design business. Now, tell me if this sounds familiar. As a talented graphic brand or web designer, you constantly find yourself struggling with feeling like an imposter in your business, right? I think we've all been there at one point or another. And the truth of the matter is, you are not alone in that struggle. But also, another truth that we need to have a little honesty hour about is that imposter syndrome, while it is a very common mental block that I see so many of my students inside my Course for Designers, the Brand Strategy School, wrestle with initially, as well as my group coaching students inside my group coaching program experience, the thing that we need to remember here is that this is a recipe for inconsistent growth in your business. So it's not only a sneaky mental block, but it is a surefire recipe to keep you stuck in your business. Now, what I mean by that is that when we let imposter syndrome essentially sit in the driver's seat and take control, we are telling ourselves that not only are we not good enough, not talented enough, not, you know, fill in the blank enough to make it in the design industry, but we're also telling ourselves that we constantly have to settle for less. Because when we are buying into the lies that imposter syndrome tells us, we are not making honest or actionable decisions. And so we certainly aren't making decisions that will grow your design business. I kind of think of it as this cycle, right? Where when we first listen to imposter syndrome and that kind of like sits on our shoulder and tells us that like we don't fit in or we don't belong or that like, you know, we're frauds and they're going to find us out one day. When we listen to that, we go out and we carry ourselves in the industry with colleagues. We carry ourselves in front of potential clients in a way where we're not positioning ourselves as experts, right? We aren't believing that we have a right to be in this industry. And so we don't carry ourselves with the confidence or with the assuredness that truly comes when we position ourselves as an expert. So if you're buying into imposter syndrome, you're not positioning yourself like an expert, which means you're not experiencing consistent income, because how in the world are your clients, your potential clients, going to invest top dollar to work with you through your branding services or your website design services or your graphic design services if you aren't carrying yourself with confidence? If they don't feel that level of comfort and trust with you, then they're going to hesitate to pull out that credit card and invest in not even your top package, but maybe they might struggle to invest in some of your smaller packages as well. So then from that point, you feel defeated, right? You aren't getting the consistent inquiries. Or when you do get the inquiries, you hop on the sales call, you have that consultation, and they don't end up booking you. And then you take it personally. You take it from an emotionally charged space, which then feeds back into the imposter syndrome. And then we rinse and repeat, right? Oh my gosh, that sounds like the worst, like truly the worst cycle. And I speak from personal experience, because when I was first starting my business as a new designer way back when in 2012, I absolutely felt like a fraud. I felt like a big old imposter. And I made decisions from that headspace. That's one of the reasons why inside my Course for Designers, the Brand Strategy School, where I teach designers how to achieve consistently profitable months to the tune of 10K plus by leveraging brand strategy as a part of their process. One of the things that I teach inside that program is all about how to position yourself as an expert so that imposter syndrome does not have a seat at your table. I walk you through how exactly to guide your clients, not only through this done-for-you brand strategy process that will instantly elevate your services and allow you to charge more, but I also make it easy for you to, through your marketing and your overall positioning, position yourself in a way that inspires that like, no trust factor from your potential clients. The thing is, when you constantly allow for imposter syndrome to take control and sit in that driver's seat, you are unintentionally keeping yourself stuck in this holding pattern of inconsistent income, of heavy emotional distress, right? Because if we are operating from that space, it is not a good headspace to be in. And so we are not experiencing the kind of freedom that we want in our businesses. If you are buying into imposter syndrome and allowing that to take control, then you're also probably feeling like you need to hustle in order to book more clients, or you need to do more in order to earn more. And that is another sneaky recipe for slow growth, inconsistent income, and honestly, just more overwhelm. I really do believe, and it's something that I'm hugely passionate about, that as designers, we do not need to trade our time for money, that by elevating our services and sustainably charging more, we will actually be able to take on fewer clients at an increasingly higher and higher price point so that you're able to experience unparalleled levels of freedom, creative freedom, freedom with your time, and financial freedom in your design business. And it's in that season of freedom where imposter syndrome doesn't really show up. I mean, I should say it will still show up because if I'm honest, I'm 8+ years into my business and I have run multiple successful businesses, and imposter syndrome still finds a way to rear its head in my life. So I honestly can't say that it'll ever go away. But what I can say is that when you're living in that space of experiencing that kind of freedom, we're able to tune into the data over the drama. Drama tells us that we don't belong, we're imposters, and we are big ol' frauds. The data, if we actually look at the stats and the truth of what your business looks like, especially from a metrics standpoint, if we're able to see that you're bringing in those consistent client inquiries, you're experiencing that consistent income, and it's done in a way where it's not requiring you to take on like 600 different a la carte projects or clock, you know, 60+ hours in front of your computer per week. When you look at the data tells you that you're living in a state of freedom within your design business. And so imposter syndrome can finally take the back seat. So friend, if you have been feeling stuck in that holding pattern in your design business and you're ready to experience that level of consistent income, that amount of freedom, creative freedom, and freedom of your time, and you're ready to position yourself as an expert, then I have a totally free gift for you. I've created a Netflix-style masterclass that you can watch with your hair up in a bun and your comfy pants on from the comfort of your couch, your bed, or wherever you do your best binge watching. It's a masterclass on how you can triple your income as a designer without taking on more branding clients. So inside this free training, I'm going to show you the 3 mistakes that are keeping you stuck in your design business. I'm going to show you how you can elevate your services in order to experience a steady and consistent stream of income. And we're going to have a ton of fun along the way. So all you need to do is just head to brandstrategypodcast.com and click on today's episode. And in the show notes, you will find that link for you. Or if you just can't wait and you want to head there right now, you can also head to bsforbonniedesign.com/triple-your-income. There's a spot that I am saving just for you, and I cannot wait for you to not only dive into this free training, but I cannot wait for the growth that is on the horizon for you when you choose to kick that imposter syndrome into the backseat, put yourself firmly and confidently in that driver's seat in your design business once again so that you can experience that freedom, that consistent income, and the fulfillment that comes from growing the design business of your dreams. As always, friend, I am cheering you on from Waco, and I can't wait to hang out with you inside this totally free masterclass so soon. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.